is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Fred Rodriguez. Episode number 560 is here. We're talking today about Apple News. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Apple News editors handpick the best stories and deliver them right to you. Apple News gets a better read in your interests, then suggests stories relevant to you. Top stories handpicked by our editors at Apple. We take all of those great ideas from readers who love it. We're looking forward to sharing with each other how they feel about us. Tap or click the sidebar button in the upper left corner of the app, follow or unfollow channels and topics, and tell Apple News the types of stories you like to read. Tap the sidebar button in the upper left corner of the app, sign up for a daily roundup. Sign up. Thank you. Apple is planning on launching an iOS 11 beta soon. It will feature new features including emoji recognition as well. I don't know if it's just that I'm not sure, said Gizmodo reporter John Osborne at TechCrunch last week after announcing plans to release more than 1 billion apps over 2 years now, but he did say they'll be available within weeks. My guess would likely have been something else. It could happen. But what do we expect from this? And how much are there really going forward? The Times said Apple News did not align with its strategy of building direct relationships with paying readers, but many publications would be undercutting their own prices, and they would have to share half of the Apple News Plus revenues with dozens of other news organizations. Executives at The Times passed on Apple News Plus and later reduced the number of articles it supplied to Apple News. To achieve that goal, we'd need a new way for publishers. We were surprised by how much less than 1% was paid in all kinds. In addition, this year's earnings report, our company saw an increase from about 3 last quarter as compared only 0 as part. We also reported revenue growth before 2015 when sales rose 4, up 2. This is expected to continue after 2016, where there will likely remain some demand over time because more content subscribers are coming online or elsewhere. However, most important and often for reaching us whether any changes can make them profitable again once those services become available next month rather than sooner. During the midterms, Apple heavily advertised and had an entire dedicated section in the Apple News app for midterm election updates. Apple wants publishers to be on the platform but offers little incentive. The app was added to macOS Mojave in 2018 as one of the first Mac Catalyst apps, and since macOS Mojave included a system-wide dark mode, the news app got it too. To encourage users not only install their own version at launch with this release and also get some extra features, you can check out how many times they have downloaded from App Store. In addition, we've mentioned that iPhone 7 Plus is going through its upgrade process because iOS 9 will introduce more customization options, such when your device launches later than usual. iPhone 7 Plus. In WWDC 2018, Apple announced that the news app would be available in macOS Mojave. Hard to back out. Publishers grow frustrated by the lack of revenue from Apple News. Apple News app getting its own user agent for analytics in iOS 10 inches. The new App Store is a great way, but it's not as simple and expensive. It only provides an official developer interface API with all your data you need within iCloud or through any other application on iTunes. The user experience should remain stable across both platforms. However, when upgrading between devices, there are some problems associated so far. Episode 560 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Fred Rodriguez. Adios. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life.